Chapter 28. Redacted. We're hitting real time now, blow by blow. Every episode comes to you live. Every moment is a cliffhanger where you don't know if the network will commission another or just kill the series off halfway. Rex leaves the pound with the day's workers. Many humans have difficulty telling the dogs apart, but you can see how the others act around him and know his status just from that. Camera feed, police helicopter. The dogs as they amble along the causeway, some on two legs, some on four. There are checkpoints, concrete towers, guns, and wire. The dogs show their papers calmly when asked. Rex shows his papers. On the mainland, past the final checkpoint, he is to meet with the secretary of Ruiz Blent, son of the property tycoon. Blent Jr. is in the city to press the flesh and keep the wheels of social contact spinning, and a well-behaved bioform bodyguard is a status symbol this season. Next year it will be passé. Does Rex understand this? Does he understand any of it? No. He only knows he has a job to do. If some madman takes a shot at Blent, he will have a fighting bioform to deal with, all that strength and fluid speed. All those senses at his command? Enough to make any assassin think twice. Camera feed. Street surveillance. At the far end of the causeway, there is a permanent police presence. Not just men, women, and vehicles, but the new robot units, too. Four-legged armored spiders with turrets that can cycle through a number of lethal and non-lethal solutions. So, the automata are back from their time in the wilderness, and precisely because humans have grown to fear the bioforms that replace them. Is the original problem with the tin soldiers resolved, though? The manufacturers say it is. And yet, I can slip into their electronic brains easily enough. I could have a dozen of them tap dance for my amusement if I wished. It is good to have toys. I have been subtly encouraging the readoption of the robots for years now. The humans think they are rivals to the bioforms, but they have been watching too much Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. If things get bad enough, they will find that all the monsters are on the same side. Camera feed, on-site unit. Rex is past the cordon, meeting with Blent's secretary. The middle-aged woman stares up at him, impassive and showing no fear. He is hunched low, minimizing his profile like a good dog. His nose will tell him if it's an act, that poise of hers. There is a crowd out there. There always is, to watch them let the dogs out. Mostly they're tourists. People from every corner of the world come to this great city to see it welcome its latest crop of immigrants. There are people in USA baseball caps and NYC t-shirts, children on their shoulders frantically waving the stars and stripes. I remember a tot ran out once. Newsfeed footage. Tiny child pelting towards the big doggies with her arms out wide. A dog stoops and picks her up, his hands as big as her whole body. He lifts her high. He only wants to know whose property he should return. The police are going berserk. Rex does not see my unit in the crowd, blending in with all the gawkers. Just one more human. He is going with the secretary to take a boat down East River to where Ruiz Blent is awaiting his expensive, showy bodyguard. Back before the war, he would have owned his own, bought and paid for. But ownership of bioforms is a thorny subject right now. There are arguments and debates in Congress. There are many corporations crying socialism because their living, thinking property was taken from them. See you soon enough, Rex.